Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Since 1985, Vassar and New York Stage and Film have been partners in the Powerhouse Season, a collaboration known for being the springboard for new stories that go on to theaters across the country and around the world. This year's Tony Award-winning and nominated shows The Humans, Bright Star, and Hamilton can all claim incubation periods at Powerhouse. The 2016 season began with a reading festival last weekend, and its first main stage show, Transfers by Lucy Thurber, opened last night and runs through July 10th. Joanna Felser is the artistic director of New York Stage and Film. Joanna, welcome back to the Roundtable. It's so great to see you.
Oh, it's always so good to be here. I love getting to talk to you about the season.
So before we dive into this season, any recent alumni success you want to mention?
Nah, they're good. I mean, of course, it's been an amazing spring to get to watch some of the stories that were developed here reach these huge audiences. I mean, and obviously, like, Hamilton is at the top of everybody's brain, and I could not be more thrilled for those guys. It's an amazing piece, and they are extraordinary artists, and probably that afternoon in our little theater was, you know, one of the top 10 moments that I will hold in my heart. But I also think to watch the success of The Humans and to see a whole enormous world discover the mad, beautiful genius of Stephen Karam is such a deep pleasure. And I, you know, was delighted to see Bright Star on Broadway and to know that we had some very small hand in shaping that story and in giving Steve and Edie and Walter a place to work and in being the place where they got to begin their journey with Carmen Cusack, who I think, you know, her Broadway debut was one of the most thrilling things that people in New York got to see this year. And to know that that happened first on this stage here is a, you know, really lovely thing.
What's happening this season? What do we have coming up that you want to talk about?
Nothing. There's tons coming up. You know, we're right at this moment where we've had our first five readings and now everything just starts to come in waves. It's a little bit the tsunami of Powerhouse. So Lucy Thurber's play, Transfers, begins performances this week. And then in the last 3 days, we've started rehearsals on three different projects. Santino Fontana and Scott Ellis started work on Roar of the Grease Paint. Sarah DeLapp and Lila Neugebauer just began work on The Wolves. So they've got our whole soccer team up running around the track in the Athletic Center. This is one of the unsung benefits of actually getting to work on it in a place where there are those facilities. Check that, Broadway. You don't have your own gym. And Michael Mayer and Tom Kidd are tucked away in the aula working on Head Over Heels. So it's action-packed.
A lot of people that come to Powerhouse have been here before. Some people are new. Is there like priority to family, or how is it selected by project?
One of my favorite things every year is not just composing a season of work for our audience, but also really thinking about building an artistic community. And I think that community is most successful when it has a lot of variety in it. This is why it's always good at Thanksgiving to have somebody who's a stranger to your family, I think. So when we can build a season that includes people like Michael or Santino or Joanna Murray Smith that have really deep history here, I think they become a great bedrock of the season because they feel entitled to this place. And I don't mean entitled in a gross way, but I think the safety of having been here, of having kicked the tires of this organization, of feeling allowed to ask for what they need is both useful for their projects, but I also think it sets a really great tone for the people who are new to us because it shows them in some ways what are the variety of things that are available to them. I hope it sets a model of saying, don't be afraid to ask for what you want. We can't always deliver all of it, but I really want the structures here to be driven by the particular needs of an artist. So I think having some of that behavior modeled for you is great. And also it gives us an opportunity. And when we're putting together the season, one of the things I love to think about is having artists at all different stages of their careers. So the fact that, and you know, seniority doesn't always get you more here. It's lovely to me that Sarah DeLapp is having her world premiere production on our main stage and is brand new to us. And it's a play that I completely fell for. And I think she's an extraordinary writer. People like Sarah are on our main stage and people like Michael can be tucked away because that's what each of their projects require right now. And that's the question that we try to ask ourselves is not just what do we like as a project, but also what do they need and how can we shape our structures to serve those particular plays.
The two main stage shows are written by female playwrights. Was that intentional or just the cream rising to the top again?
Not only were they written by female playwrights, but they're being directed by female directors. No, it wasn't intentional. There are two plays that I really believe in. They're artists I have been tracking for a while. Neither one of them are people I've worked with before. And I think, listen, as a woman running a company, I always want to be paying attention to colleagues and peers who are out in the field. I certainly didn't set out this year to say, I want a main stage all-lady season. That being said, again, as we look at making sure that with any season there is a diversity of points of view represented, a diversity of backgrounds of artists represented, a diversity in the types of storytelling that are going on, I was thrilled that this is how it shook out.
You're here for a complete whirlwind of most of the summer. What needs to be in line throughout the rest of the year for this to happen?
It's a funny thing. In order to end up with these 20 projects that we're working on the professional side of our activities this summer, not including the training program, we read plays all year. We read probably 250 different plays in order to select these. We're in constant conversation with different artists, writers, directors, other producers, people from other theaters, and those conversations go on 12 months of the year. We also hire a staff of about 50 every year. So we go from being a year-round staff of six, including the New York Stage and Film and Core Vassar people who are powerhouse focused, to, you know, a company of over 300 over the summer. So each one of those people is pretty carefully chosen, whether it's one of our training program participants or the writer of our main stage show or our technical director. So that's a big part of the process. And then, of course, you know, we want to make sure that we're sharing the word of it with people. So we design brochures and we mail them out and we raise money and all of those things. So a lot has to fall into place to end up at this moment. But it means that the day that we finally get to stand and look at our audience in the face and say we're back for the 32nd time is thrilling.
Speaking of the audience, you have a kind but strict policy to not review and to not put things out, and the audience is well trained to do that, but you always mention it to them as social media is on the rise. Is everybody still being pretty good?
It's going to be really interesting to see what the next few years bring. I think we have the great good fortune to have a long relationship with our core audience, who really have come to understand the significance of their role in developing this work. And one of the key things that they can do is give an artist their purest response to it. And what you see, whether it's Steve Martin, who sits in the back row for every single workshop presentation, and he's studying not just what's happening on stage, but also the way an audience is responding to it and shaping his work of the next day directly in response to that information, I think that's the purest feedback that we can give to an artist. And I think it's a wonderful thing that our audience has taken on, not just the pleasure of being able to see things early, but also the real responsibility that comes with that. And joining with us in creating this protected environment for these artists is what enables that work to continue. If we, meaning all of us in this extended powerhouse community, from staff to artists to producers to audience, don't make this collective pact to both nurture and rigorously support this work together, we won't have the opportunity to be working with artists like this. So I think that is a task that we share.
As you read plays all year, how do you know that it's the right thing for here, and how soon in the story as you read do you know, or does that vary from piece to piece?
It totally varies. I know there are people who say, oh, I know in the first 20 pages whether or not I like something. And I think you do know in the first 20 pages whether or not you have a personal affinity for something. But that's in some ways such a small part of the story of putting together this season. Because we are looking at things that are still in development, that are still in their process of coming into being, sometimes you're reading not just for, oh, do I like this story, but is there an exceptional voice here that might be supported and shaped and nurtured into something ready? So I feel like it's this huge gray area where what I read for is possibility.
Joanna Felser, Artistic Director of New York Stage and Film. To learn more about Vassar and New York Stage and Film's Powerhouse Theater season in Poughkeepsie, New York, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.